Support for KJZZ's Science and Innovation Desk comes in part from Palo Verde Generating Station. Dedicated to producing clean air energy, Palo Verde is also an advocate of STEM education in Arizona.
Decade-long mega droughts disrupted societies in the American Southwest throughout the late medieval period and threatened to do so again. A new study helps explain why. Based on 2,000 years of data and modeling, the paper in the journal Science Advances supports the idea that past megadroughts were driven by numerous La Niñas. La Niña is the phase of the El Niño Southern Oscillation associated with cooler sea surface temperatures in parts of the tropical Pacific Ocean. Lead author Nathan Steiger of Columbia University says megadrought patterns likely will repeat in the future.
So let's say we have multiple large La Niñas that happen, say, within a few years of each other, then that could trigger the beginning of a mega drought.
Fewer volcanic eruptions in the 9th to 16th centuries also allowed greater heating of the Southwest and contributed to the drying trend. Today, global warming could play the same role. I'm Nicholas Gerbus in Phoenix.